WRUA 709. Radio check, please.
Well, hey there, Ken. You sound great. WRKB 487.
Thanks, Kimber. Remembering what Wes said last week, I'm trying really hard not to eat the microphone.
Yeah, I think it's perfect. You know, right around 2 inches or so. Yeah, eating microphones kind of hurts your teeth a little bit. Ha, ha, ha.
It's all those years used to working with stuff that was manufactured by the lowest bidder kind of taught me in bad habits. Anyway, WRUA 709, I'm standing by.
I hear you there. Yeah. Yeah, I've worked with many microphones too, and the way they used to make them, you had to eat them, unless they were a certain type, super expensive, and no one could afford them. But now they're pretty decent.
Yeah, that happened to me too. Years ago, I worked for an ambulance company, and we used hand-me-down radios from the police department that we worked with. And we got a new ambulance with brand new radios and everything. And the difference was so remarkable that they couldn't even tell when we were in the city. They thought we were close by, but sometimes we were 25 miles away.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that goes to show you. Equipment can make the hugest difference in the entire world. And when you're used to one type of equipment, you're just, you know, you got to adjust and hear what's going on. So thank goodness for radio checks, right?
Thank goodness for the improvements in electronics, too.
Yeah, amen to that. All right, WRKB 487, I'll be standing by. I'm going to go grab something to drink.
WRUA 709, be getting ready to start the net here in a little bit.